Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk involves a holiday party. And basically, she wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that their holiday party is at a dumpy place.
This is good. This is good, because you know what's funny?
Relatable? Or what?
I mean, dude, what day is it today?
Oh my God, our holiday,
party's today.
It is. I have so much going on this week, I forgot. Tonight is our holiday party.
I knew
party.
You forgot.
I forgot.
I knew you forgot.
I don't even know what I'm wearing yet. But let me read Rachel's Am I the Jerk? This
okay.
is timely. Everyone's doing holiday parties.
Too perfect.
She said, Allie and DZ, I work for a big company, a multi-million dollar company. Our corporate office is in Seattle, but we have a team of about 30 people here in Milwaukee, and we work closely together daily.
Nice.
Our holiday party is this weekend, and I about fell over when I got the invite.
Well, I mean, why? Y'all going somewhere crazy?
She said, it's at a dumpy little pizza place. I'm talking cardboard tables, apps and paper baskets, and all the things I normally love when I go out to eat.
Hey, yo.
But not for our holiday work party. I know I sound ungrateful, but is this really all they can do to show appreciation to us at the holidays? Are times just that tough?
Ooh, hot take.
I know they're trying to do something nice, but am I the jerk for being mad our holiday parties at a dumpy place? Oh my gosh.
I mean,
they're doing something for you, but oh yeah.
Does it matter where they're doing it?
Yes,
right? I guess some people
uh-huh.
care.
It sure does.
Do you think uh-huh. it just makes a company look cheap or what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, well, she's saying she works for a multi-million dollar company.
And they got bread.
They invite them to a holiday party at a
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese,
a
y'all.
Place with cardboard tables. I mean, what the hell? That was the best you could do?
Yeah.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, I guess
it's very Milwaukee.
That is true, but then think about the local places. Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure.
I would get this would make sense for a crew, maybe a local business, a guy who has his own staff, a female who has her own staff and
something
wants to take out 10 coworkers because you have your own business. This is like a huge company.
You think they could be renting out something different, doing something bigger, more extravagant, or what?
I mean, we've had holiday parties at in Okachi. We've had some of the nicest holiday parties.
I feel like some of the holiday parties here crack. Like, honestly.
We've had some great ones.
Like, we've had ones at places. We've had ones at, like, bosses' houses.
The Pabst Brewery. We have done some really cool parties here.
So our holiday parties slap. Mm-hmm. They really do. So, I get what you're saying, because it's like, if you work for a big company like that.
And then they're giving you a tiny little party. Like, would you even go? Nothing. I don't even know if I'd go. I'd be like, you don't care.
I mean, doesn't matter though. They're putting on something for you. It's free food. It's free drink.
That's
hopefully it's free. But they're taking care of you, at least wanting to get you together for the holidays to do some nice for the workers. I think that was the best they could do. Maybe somebody texted in.
My holiday party is tonight too. Definitely not the jerk for saying what's the deal. Someone corporate greed. Someone said, me too. Huge company ordering Olive Garden to the office so we can still answer the phone.
No. Okay, now that's
triggering,
bogus.
We're triggering everybody with the holiday parties now.
That's bogus. You got to be able to separate that stuff. You got to be able to, like, work.
Don't say you're throwing someone a holiday party and make them work during it. I think that's really shady. That's even worse.
Don't say it's a holiday party and have me at my desk still, bro. That's trash. That is trash.
Man.
Said answering the phones.
All right. 414-533-1037. Is Rachel a jerk for being mad their holiday party's at a dumpy place? She feels like, really? Really? This is how you're showing your appreciation? I know I'm supposed to be grateful.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
But they're not being grateful for us.
Who's to say the limitations of grace are defined by one person? Why does she feel like this?
Are we okay with the bad holiday party? We're going to talk to you next. Yeah.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Rachel wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad their holiday party's at a dumpy place. She works for a big company. Wants to know why they're throwing it at a place that she doesn't think is very nice. So let's just start with Amanda in St. Francis this morning. Amanda, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what do you think? We helping Rachel out today.
I think she's being a jerk.
Ooh, woo-hoo! Go on. It's holiday season. Go on.
Well, like, our work is a multi-billion dollar company, too, and they don't take us anywhere.
That part.
Well, that's even worse.
So she's lucky that they're even doing anything.
What's the obligation? What states that a company or employer has to do anything for the holidays for you? It's a thank you.
I honestly, you could give me a gift card and I'd be deuces. Like, thanks. I see you guys every day. No offense.
Something.
Exactly. I don't really want to spend time with everybody that I already am stuck with all week. You know?
Is another Am I the Jerk, which is, am I the jerk for not wanting to spend time with my coworkers outside of work? Honestly, and you're not.
We can answer it no.
You're not.
Now, nope.
You're not. It's a job for a lot of people.
It's your prerogative.
But you say jerk. Okay. All right, Brianna.
I think she's being a jerk.
Amanda.
She's at least getting something, right?
Yeah, exactly. Something's better than nothing, and you don't throw a fit.
Mm-hmm. You get what you get.
You get what you get.
You don't throw a fit.
Thanks, Amanda.
You have a great day.
All right. You too, Dave.
Bye.
Brianna is in West Dallas this morning. Let's go to her. Hey, Brianna.
Hi.
Triggering people all over Wisconsin over holiday parties right now.
Hot take. For real, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to trigger some people, that's for sure.
Ooh, what do you say?
I say not the jerk because I work for two small businesses, very small businesses. Uh-huh. Maybe one has 6 employees and one has 10, and we're going to the Melting Pot this weekend.
Aw, that's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And then the other one, I believe, is going to be at another really nice restaurant in Delafield.
So you got two small companies, and she's got two fairly nice parties. And then you've got Rachel, who wrote into the show, who works for a multi-million dollar company, and they're going to a place where you're going to get stuff in cardboard baskets served to you.
Yeah. Right, and if they want to order from there, then bring it into the office then or something if it's not a nice place.
Okay, but hold on. Think about the fact that maybe the smaller places, the lower, not lower established,
yeah.
spots, but the mom and pops, I've worked for companies that take care of you more when they are smaller than the bigger companies that got the bread to do so. You know
why? Because they're looking you in the face.
Right.
Corporate's not looking you in the face.
Not the jerk. That's why I'm saying it.
I hear you. Dang.
She's saying that when you're, everyone should matter, whether it's 10 people on the staff or 30. Like, you should be treated the same, but you're not.
But
it
you're
all
not.
Depends.
You're not. It's not with these multi-millions.
The companies I work for are doing well, but they're not $1 billion or I don't even think, I could be wrong, but I don't think they're $1 million companies.
Yeah. Not if they have 10 employees, probably not.
Yeah, but they care about their people.
But they're doing it and they're local and they're and we like that. Thank you for calling.
And I love spending time with my coworkers, so I don't know. I got to.
Well, that's
add that in
you're
there.
In a great spot, then.
She said, I like my people. I don't know about y'all.
Everybody driving to work who hates their coworkers is mad right now.
She did say y'all might not like what I say.
Thank you, Brianna. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
She said, I like my coworkers and we're getting taken somewhere nice.
She said, and both of my jobs. She really rubbed it in.
She just came in and flexed and said, and you're not the jerk. Bye.
Bye. Kelly is going to be our tiebreaker today in Sussex. Let's pull her up. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think you heard Amanda and Brianna. Amanda says, jerk. Just, you know, be appreciative. And Brianna says, no way. Not the jerk. What do you think?
I'm going to say not the jerk. I feel for this woman because my company is doing the same thing. And our lunch is at our office. They wanted to cater sandwiches.
Of course.
My coworker and I are in charge of it, and we switched it, so we're now getting Olive Garden.
See, that was the step up. That was the step up.
Yeah, sandwiches. Our company is a multi-million-dollar company, and they're in another state, so.
This is similar to what Rachel wrote in about, that they've got a corporate somewhere else, but they're throwing a local little party. So I do feel that, you know. And to do, here's the thing I don't like, and that they might have done it at the radio station one year, and I don't care. I'm going to call them out. Having a party at work. Like, nobody wants that.
Oh, bro, bringing in lunch?
Stop doing that.
Makes it convenient.
for them.
Right, exactly.
Nobody, like, I don't get the holiday party being thrown at the office. The whole point is to get away and relax like get to know people in a different environment and be thanked.
I ain't trying to kick it with my coworkers in my slacks, my boy. Can I go put my jeans on?
Yeah, no, totally. If we come to a party at work, I'm in sweats.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Forget you. Yeah.
Not the jerk.
Enjoy your Olive Garden this weekend, Kelly. You're going to need it. Have a good day.
Bye.
So there you go. Not the jerk for being mad their holiday party's at a dumpy place.
Not how I saw it was going to go.
Really?
I figured the holidays, you just take what you take, you embrace it, it's work, be happy you're even getting anything. But dang, stand corrected.
Listen to some of these texts. I have to read these. Somebody said, I work for a small company and the owner's brother who owns the company next door, they combine together and do one party in the lunchroom while we work.
Bruh. They said whistle while you work.
Unbelievable. Somebody else said, this is a good text. Maybe the company waited too long and couldn't find a reservation anywhere for that many people. That's really possible.
I could see that. That has happened.
That's happened.
That has happened. And then you scrambling. That has happened.
Somebody did text in and say, jerk, the company is sponsoring a local business and the holidays are about giving, not receiving.
Boom.
Many companies, even large ones, don't even have a holiday party.
Double boom.
Okay. And then somebody else said, small business at our office, Parkside caters. I don't think that's...
Doesn't make sense.
Well, but there are over 20 messages I can't get to.
People went crazy about this topic.
They did.
These holiday parties are a hot take.
There's a lot of, at least you get a party.
Right.
Everyone sounds so ungrateful. Better
said,
something than nothing.
I work for a big box. We don't even do anything. I'd take a pizza.
I would too. I'll take a pizza.
Hey, I'll take a pizza to go. Hey, if we're gonna do these types of holiday parties, let me grab my meal and bring it home. Let's go.
Oh, and then somebody said, wow, jerks all around. Ooh. I guess I'm a jerk because I sided with her on this one. Sorry.
You're a jerk. I know.
It is. We'll keep reading your texts. So thank you. We appreciate them. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.